I had a dream.
Damn, I didn't expect to get like this deep. This
I know.
What the hell? Why the fuck were you guys all late to my party?
Fun fucking fact. They are actually the reason why I became a raver.
No. Look, you can't expect that they're going to be here. You can't expect this from them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're not going to show up for you, and that's okay.
To not give a fuck what people think.
You should never have to rely on a man. You should be able to do this. You should have a savings. You should be able to drive. You should
pretending to have strippers when it was my sister.
With an
I just thought it was going to be so much more fun.
Wait. Okay.
One, two, three.
I failed.
Oh, no. Let's help Cindy out, friend.
Oh, here you go. I've got you. Hold it.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. Hi. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry.
Today is Rosie's birthday episode. It's not her birthday yet.
Take my sweater off.
I mean,
not giving red.
Yeah, it's not giving red. Sorry. Take it off. Woo!
Look at the fucking wavelength.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. It looks so scary. Why?
That's your voice.
No, oh shit.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, well she's looking beautiful today. Today's her birthday episode.
We're way early, but by the time this comes out, we're on time.
Or yeah, we're
something
still
like that.
Okay, just say when's your birthday. When is your birthday, Miss Rosie?
My birthday is December 24th. Christmas Eve.
Nami's just spilling everything.
And I don't know about this.
I like it so far.
Oh, it's because it doesn't have like that.
Okay. But yeah, I know. I know you look for that in seltzers.
I don't know if this is this.
I don't think it's a seltzer. Okay, let me read. Today we are drinking Captain Morgan sliced cocktails. It just says sliced.
Sliced.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors and certified colors. Certified colors.
What does that mean?
Certified.
I think it's artificial.
This is
it's
a awesome. Mango Mai Tai style drink. It has 5.8%. It's delicious, pre-mixed, and ready to drink. It does not have a calorie count, I don't think.
186.
What?
Ja.
186 calories. Yeah, okay.
Did you guys hear about... Run a tangent. Did you guys hear about the whole Wicked fiasco thing that they put the wrong barcode in?
Yes, on the Barbie.
Like, yeah, onto the Barbie box. They put www.wicked.com, but when you search it up, it's like a porn site.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They were suing them.
Yeah, they're suing them.
Wait, who's suing them?
Parents that bought the product. That's on the Barbie box behind it.
Yikes.
They were going to take them down the shelves, but they just had the employees scratch off the...
I didn't know that part.
www.wicked.
The mango Mai Tai...
Imagine.
How the fuck do you not check that?
I know. It was supposed to be wickedthemovie.com, but someone fucked up. Along the line, fucked up.
Damn.
That's bad.
Graphic designer. I know it was you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nobody, triple checks that shit, though?
Yeah. You would think somebody would be like, let me scan it to make sure it works.
Yeah.
Especially for that huge of a movie.
Or maybe it was someone on their way out. They're like, fuck this
no,
company.
Right? They're like, this is what they get.
No, that's fucked up, though.
It's a little sussy.
Yeah, poor kids. Not the witch laugh.
Okay. Anyways, I tried to do research. There's not much on it, but it does have like a little descriptor of the. You want my sweater on your legs?
It's okay.
Of the flavor. So this is mango Mai Tai style beverage, an exotic malt based drink that combines the taste of fresh.
Sorry.
Hey, don't laugh at me.
No, I didn't laugh at you.
Fresh
with you.
Citrus and pineapple with a ripe, sweet mango flavor. That's what this one says. Mm-hmm. I'll read the other ones when we come across it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think I was just expecting the, like, mm-hmm. the, but there's no, but it also doesn't say it's a seltzer, so there's that.
It tastes like juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's tasty. Premix. Yeah. It says premix.
I like this so far.
Yeah. It says does not contain rum, so why is it Captain Morgan?
It says that?
On the bottom right here. Does not contain rum. What it is then?
Did you say it's 5.8%?
Yeah.
What is it? It's malt beverage. I don't understand malt.
We need to do more research.
I don't understand why you're going to call it Captain Morgan and not have Captain
brewed
Morgan.
Canned. It just says brewed and canned by Captain Morgan.
Contains.
Plain feel.
Contains beverage alcohol. Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Interesting. Alrighty then.
It's a malt beverage.
What does that mean? I'm just kidding.
Anyways.
On to the agenda. All right, Rosie. How old are you turning? Not old enough. I'm just kidding.
I am turning 32 years old.
Woo! Round of applause.
Which means nothing really, but 32 has been my favorite number my whole life, so it feels special to me for some reason.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. It's a reverse of 23.
And it's
if you didn't get it.
Of 23. We've talked about this before. Yeah. And baby Bree's 23 right now. So we have big plans of getting a matching tattoo because we're both going to be the same age at the same time for only a small amount of time.
Yeah. But during this small amount of time, we want a tattoo dedicated for like the 23, 32 number.
Yeah.
Because it's just been around, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will we do
That's the plan.
We'll find out.
We'll be gonna figure it out.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah. We have until January 23rd to figure this out.
We have between December 24th and January
23rd. Yeah.
Almost 1 month. Well, it's like a month. We got this.
We got this. I wanna it's cause this is gonna be my first tattoo, guys. So okay, I want a good artist. I don't want no regrets.
Meanwhile, while you're drunk, you're like,
I know.
Bobby didn't tattoo me.
Thank you. That's why I have good friends. I would have been so mad. Look at her croissant.
I got this. Look at that. And she was crying for one. I'm like, don't do it, Brie.
I am so glad I did it.
Is this one your brother did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He also did this one, and this one came out way better. Mm-hmm. But
that's why I think I had faith.
It's fine.
I think moons are hard, I guess. I don't fucking know.
The shape, it could
be. But I had Ruben draw the moon.
Because the one I have is fucking whack.
Also, just like, you know, with
this one's giving croissant.
It's
and I don't know why I got two moons. Anyways, I was drunk.
Let me draw my croissant.
Croissant.
Okay, so yeah, today's agenda. Go for it, Brie.
We're just going to ask Rosie some questions. Just recapping her year.
Oh, just me? I thought it was everybody was answering the question.
Oh, I didn't prepare. This is about you.
I thought this was...
Okay. This episode's all about you.
All about you.
I'm the only person who talks for the next hour and a half.
No, we'll go back and forth.
It's fine.
Because I didn't prepare. Did you see me?
I looked.
Were you under the prison?
And I thought of potential answers.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I thought it was for all of us.
LOL. I did not prepare. I thought I would speak about this in my birthday.
Listen, am I going to give detailed, in-depth answers?
No.
Okay. We're going to think of other questions for your birthday.
Okay, friend. Well, I'm unprepared, but I'll try.
Just off the dome.
off the dome? I never heard that. That's
the end of it. Oh, well, because you're young.
off the dome.
Okay. Go for it. Shoot.
What does that mean?
I'll lead the answers first. That way you have time to think about yours.
Okay.
Because I kind of did prepare.
Okay. Number one question. What lessons did you learn this year?
I learned a lot of lessons this year. This year in particular. Taught me a lot of lessons. but the biggest lesson that I have learned is to not give a fuck what people think.
I love that.
Because, like, I was scared to tell people my truth, you know? Like, tell people what's going on in my life. I was scared of judgment. I was scared because I felt like I failed. Mm. I failed in life this year. But once I got over that, I just feel so much happier and better. So, And who gives a fuck what people think if I go out a lot now? I'm just kidding.
No, honestly, I love it for you. I'm like literally living
dedicated
you.
To my mom.
Who's judging you? Oh, okay.
Her mother, literally 5 minutes ago.
I'm in trouble. Every day I'm in trouble. Yeah, no, that is the biggest lesson. Did I write another one down? Let me check.
Honestly, no, these are good questions just for like a recap of the year. It's the end of the year.
Yeah. I also wrote that it's okay to put yourself first. That's a lesson that I learned because I'm a people pleaser. Or I was. I mean, I still am, but it's still now it's kind of in my head like, you know, you can please people to a certain point, but you also have to put yourself first.
Yeah.
And your happiness is more important.
Period.
I don't know. It sounds kind of selfish, but...
No, it's not selfish. I feel like sometimes we're very not selfish enough, yeah?
Yeah, that part. Because then when I do something that's, like, for me, I feel bad about it.
When you should.
I did. Now I'm doing better.
Mm-hmm. You're so getting out of that.
I'm getting out of that. I'm breaking those barriers in my mind. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Those are my two biggest lessons.
Without therapy? Wow. Good job. Round of applause.
I probably should still go to therapy, though.
I do, too.
I'm not against the idea. I just haven't got around to it.
Yeah.
Therapy is beneficial. Haven't been, but
right,
you know,
but it would probably help.
I heard
the time I did go, I think it did help. But even like some days you'd be like, I don't even know what to talk about. It's like you end up talking about something, you know, you end up uncovering something different. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I did it through the freaking you know, the ads that they have on YouTube and stuff. What's it called?
BetterHelp.
I did BetterHelp. I liked it. I really liked it. I liked the therapist I got. I enjoyed that it was like face to FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have done a call if I really wanted to, but it was expensive and you couldn't use your insurance.
You can't use your insurance?
No. So
fuck
that. Yeah, so I literally told her, I was like, you know what, I'm like, I'm not sure, like I'm probably gonna end up just going through my insurance. And she's like, no, I understand, it's expensive. Like she even said it's expensive. I don't know if it's changed.
Why
since then
take, that's damn
yeah
I take insurance at all.
They love private pay.
I don't know if it's changed at all, but I should probably look into it, because the thing is, like, I was always afraid to, like, do therapy and then hate my therapist. And I'm a people pleaser, and that's the problem. I'm like, like, you know, I'll be stuck with this person and not be like, I want someone else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even with, like, the easiness of, like, a click of a button, like, I was still, like, even... She was, like, an older lady, which certain things, like, You know what? You know, I was just being a hater. Sorry. I'm reflecting.
It's because she was telling you stuff that was probably true, but you weren't ready to hear it.
I think maybe that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and also, she was just an older lady, so certain things, like, she didn't know, like, terms and, like, TikTok, like, not TikTok references, but, like, I forgot what she said one time. She's like, yeah, you should totally make, like, a YouTube, like, short, like, I don't know, like, something, and it just made me laugh, and I'm just like...
You're like, you have no idea, I have a podcast.
She was trying, but she couldn't necessarily relate.
Yeah, she couldn't relate, so, like, I would have to, I found myself kind of explaining certain things, but at the same time, it's like... No, I'm just hating. Like, now that I'm looking back at it, well, it was probably good for me.
Maybe someone younger might be a little more, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beneficiary.
But the thing is, that was my fault. Like, I didn't put a... Because you could preference. Say, like, what age range.
There's, like, filters and stuff.
Yes, I didn't care at the moment. I'm like, as long as it's a female, I'm fine. But then I was like, maybe I should have put... But she was nice. I'm just a hater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Well, at least you tried.
I did.
The important part.
I was like very proud of you when you told me that you were doing therapy during that
during that time
in your life. I was like,
because I thought I was gonna spiral, so I was like, I think I need help. So, like,
I mean, good for you though, because I was like, I'm about to spiral probably, mm-hmm. and I was just like, let me just drink about it. But you know what? I didn't really spiral as much as I thought I would. I think I spiraled more like. Well, I definitely spiraled in the beginning of the year-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I think I was the quite opposite, because I remember, like, during that time, like, I was working out with you, and, like, I think my point was just, like, to keep my mind busy, because I was afraid to be alone in my thoughts. So, relatable. I think, yeah. So, like, I went the complete opposite. I mean, I think I did a good habit, I think.
Yeah.
Running or working out or talking to my therapist or whatever.
Or talking to me.
Or talking or venting to you, yeah.
We would go work out, and it would take us, like, 2 hours.
It would take us, like, 3 hours because I would just vent to her and, like, just spill my heart out. And then we'll cry, and then people will come in, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, are you using this? I'm like, no.
Just sitting here. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it was a moment for sure. But we're okay now.
We're better now.
Yeah.
Biggest lessons for you?
Where to start? Okay, so I think the number one thing that I've learned but I haven't mastered yet is assumptions. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to, like, always clarify and, like, need to know exactly what's going on because I will assume. Mm-hmm. And then that leads me astray. And I've learned that within my relationship that I need to communicate just so, you know, they know where I'm at and I need to know where they're at because I should not assume. And I think that comes from being or like being by myself for so long and like I'm gonna do this, like I can go here whenever I want. And now, like, not that I have to report what I'm doing, but I have to, like,
things have changed.
Yeah. Like, not that, like, you know, you can't tell me what to do, but more like, this is, you know, what I'm gonna do, like, just so you're aware.
There's more people involved now.
Yeah. And also, it's like, for certain things I want to do, I can't just be like, I'm gonna go do it. Like, I have to worry about, like, can Esme be watched by her dad? Yeah. Like, is this something? Yeah. And it's, like, in different aspects of my life. Like, I need to make sure I'm on the same page. Because then if what I assume does not happen, I don't take it well.
Yeah.
And I start shutting down. And then it starts being this soul spiral of, like, the littlest little thing that goes wrong. I'm already, like, the world is against me, like, everyone hates me, da, 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 da. And it might be dramatic most of the time. Yes.
Well, I think I can relate to that.
Yeah, no,
I don't take certain things well. Like, if I'm looking forward to a day and, like, something doesn't happen, even if, like,
I would say that, but I would say that's not just
assumption,
that's also expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have, like, high expectations, and, like, even, like, getting ready and, like, if we don't make it out on a certain time, mm-hmm. I'm already mad.
Yeah.
I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a planner.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is the plan, boom, boom, boom. If you aren't following or keeping up, I'm like, you're wasting my time and energy right now, and everything is going terrible.
I think at a young age, like, I had, like, expectations for, like, I think it's because I didn't have, like, a big family. So with my friends, like, I treat them like family, and, like, I expected them to treat me like family, when a lot of the cases it wasn't like that. So, like, for, like, my birthday or, like, things that I plan, like, I expect them to show up, and then when they didn't, like, I was a wreck, I'll tell you that. Like, my mom would, like, literally have talked to me and being like, look, you can't expect that they're gonna be here. You can't expect this from them. Sometimes they're not gonna show up for you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a challenge. Like, I feel like it's still, like, underlining, like, sometimes certain things affect
that.
Me.
I feel that.
But not as much as it did as a child. It affected me. I remember, like,
yeah, because I think we're kind of the same in the aspect of, like, we get really excited for other people to whatever. If they do something good, we're really excited for them. Or if it's their birthday, we're really excited for them. Yeah. We want, like, to make the best of that situation.
I'm big on, like, events like that.
Yeah, and then, like, not everybody is like that. Yeah. So, yeah, that does cause, like, a little bit of... Yeah, it hurts your feelings. Yeah. It's like, you're so excited for someone's birthday, and then they're just kind of, like, nonchalant for yours. It's like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect you to go all out, but, like, at least
be here.
Be here and be happy for me. Yeah.
No, yeah. I'll be, like, so butthurt. But, like, I realize now that it's okay, you know? Life is life. And especially as we're getting, like, as I got older, like, I mean, we all have different, like, life challenges, whatever, so it is what it is. But when we were younger, you ain't got nothing to do. Why are you bailing on me?
I feel like the older you get, the, like, smaller your circle gets too. Mm-hmm. And like those are the people that are gonna fucking show up and show out for you, in my opinion. Now that I'm older, I see that too.
Come
like,
to that realization, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I even like relating to your like assumption situation. No, yeah, I think I've learned too that like conversating and being open to what you're doing, what's happening, it really does help because I've been doing
it's
that
hard to do, but it is very, very important.
Beneficial. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even like with my mom, I feel like she just assumes so much, and then it's like
I feel that
like too. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make plans for Saturday, and she's just like, what? I thought we were going to do this, this, and that. I'm like, but you didn't tell me that. Like, how am I? She's like, well, I thought you were going to be home. And I'm like,
my mom did the same exact thing to me.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I remember, like, when I was with my significant other and I had a day off, like, both of them would make plans for me. Mm. And then I would also, like, want to do something for yourself. Me.
Yeah.
And I would feel so, like, I would get actually very overwhelmed and overstimulated because I'm like, she's expecting me to do this, he's expecting me to do this, and I also just wanted to do this, and and it's like, there's not enough time in the day, and I'm going to have to disappoint somebody in that.
Yeah.
I guess that goes back to people pleasing, though.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't expect to get, like, this deep. This
I know. What the hell? Hey, this is our therapy session.
Session right now. Yeah. But yeah.
No, yeah. I think also for me, like, a struggle is, like, asking for help when I need it, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a real big struggle for me. I think, but it also goes hand in hand with people pleasing. Like, I'm like, you know, like, oh, they have their own thing. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, reach out. I'm not, like, oh, like, you know, like, no, they're not gonna be able to help me because they're busy with this. Like, I kind of, like, put my stuff in the back burner. But then,
but like for other people, you're down to just do
yeah work. To drop yeah. everything and be there for mm-hmm. them. Mm. Yeah, but I think a little bit. I still need to work on it, but I have learned more to be able to allow myself to ask for help,
or accept help when accept it's, help. When yeah, it's being offered to you.
Yeah, that too. Because I'm like, no, it's okay, and then I'm like, fuck, babe, I should ask for help.
It's actually another thing that I've been working on, because you know? I'm very, very, I was very, very heavy on, I got me,
it.
I got me, I don't need nobody.
Yeah.
Like, not just because, like, I'm quote-unquote single now, but, like, I've always been that way. I've always been, like, I don't need nobody. But I've been really, really trying. Oh, I keep saying, like, I'm just accepting my blessings now. I'm not going to fight it. Because before I'll be like, no, it's fine, don't worry about it. But now if someone offers something, I'm like, just accept it, Rosie. It's fine. Yeah. Like, they obviously are offering it for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Let me just accept my blessings. So I've been working on that. And I have been blessed a lot lately. So,
you know what? It kind of reminds me of Amanda, Rosie's cousin. Mm-hmm. She's always just like said this thing where it's like she's very accepting. She weighs in onto her feminine spirit, her feminine energy. And it kind of trips me and Rosie out sometimes because it's like
it's stuck with me too. I know where you're going with yeah. that. And it's always stuck with me too.
And I think we should have her here for like just like honestly probably talk about feminine energy and just general just because she's like if he wants to he'll do it like if he's gonna offer I'm gonna let him like
she's like let him spoil you like yeah. What the fuck why not like you deserve all of that and I'm just like I never had that perspective before which I mean I get it to a certain extent but the way she I forgot the words she used
yeah I feel like she needs to be the one
she
to
worded
say it.
It so perfectly in the aspect of like
it makes you think about it a little.
If they want to take care of you, why not?
I feel like I agree with that.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I agree with it, but it was just hard for me to actually, like, follow that.
Yeah.
Because I guess I have a lot of pride.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not going to name names, but it's happened before where, like, I'm asked, like, do you need money? And I'm like, no. If I needed money, I would ask you.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't have to ask me, do you need money? Of course I don't.
Yeah.
I have a job. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice to have some help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I feel like, definitely we could go into a whole dive with feminine energy and leaning into your feminine energy. Because I don't know about you, but I feel like a lot of times I lean into my masculine energy, and I see that in my mother too. So I'm like, I don't know if it's like a repetitive.
I thought it was a Capricorn thing for me. Mm. But I don't know. Maybe it's just our pride. I don't know.
Maybe. I think maybe to a certain extent we've been conditioned to be like, I know I was. Like, mm-hmm. I would hear my mom often be like, you need to be self-sufficient. You should never have to rely on a man. You should be able to do this. You should have a savings. You should be able to drive. You should have your own car. Like, she, like, from an early age, drilled that into me. And, like, to this day, I feel like I still follow that.
No, yeah.
I mean, yes, I agree. But as you're saying it, I'm like, yes, I do have my own car. I do that. But, like, if someone is willing to help you with that, like, why not?
I agree 100%. Exactly.
But, like, for a long time, like, if someone was trying to help me, I'll be like, no, it's fine. I got it. Like, don't worry about it. But now I'm just like, I'll accept my blessings. I'm accepting my blessings. I'm working on it. But, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I agree. My mom was the same way. I think it's just because I think their generation, or like their mothers, were very, were taken care of by the man of, you know, the household, and that put them in a situation where they couldn't do much, you know, because they handled the money. And yeah, my mom was the same way. She's like, take care of yourself. You know, have your own savings.
Yeah, well, my dad was a fucking deadbeat. So, my mom, very early on had to, take care of me. So, she always, had that thing in her mind where, don't depend on anyone. Grow up, make sure you have the means to be able to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, yeah. When I was in elementary school, I had, a best friend. And my mom got to know, her mom and stuff. And her mom was in that situation where, you know, the dad was the breadwinner and she didn't work. She would just stay at home and take care of the kids. And the relationship wasn't good.
Yeah.
But
we see that often.
What can she do? You know, she can't just get up and leave. Mm-hmm. He gives her the allowance. He gives her what she needs. And it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that a few times in my family.
Too. I get it. I get it for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn, why are we getting so deep?
Where would we get?
Well, technically, this is my third.
Oh, yeah.
This is my third. Anyways.
I knew it.
Oh, everybody's ready to attack.
Oh, no. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you.
You scared me at first.
Happy birthday to you. Cha cha cha. Happy birthday, dear Rosie.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm Annie Moore. Make a wish.
Remember, don't ask any questions.
Okay.
Did you put the charms on there?
Look at what happened to the 3.
Let me tell you what happened in there.
Tell me.
You see what happened was.
I'm sorry. I'm just realizing there's a sunflower in there. That's adorable.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like,
the 3.
How did you find that?
Oh, it's so cute. Ralph's.
The 3 got cut in half while I was trying to open it. And then the other one, the toothpick completely broke. So that's why it's super in there.
So cute. Oh,
happy birthday!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was funny.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. I was thinking while I was in the restroom. I was thinking my what was the question?
I don't know, but I was gonna say. Should I read about this?
Yeah. What my lesson was? Okay. Go ahead and read that. Read that, and I'll prepare myself.
This year.
Okay, while she thinks of that, this is now the passion fruit hurricane style beverage is a twist on the classic New Orleans cocktail with taste with the taste of tangy tropical passion fruit, juicy lemon, and bright orange flavors.
I'm going through these a little too quickly.
Yeah. Okay, so what I had in mind was kind of what I kind of talked about last episode. Was it last episode where I was talking about how I've been challenging myself and stuff? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think that was like that's a big lesson that I've learned, just like being uncomfortable with uncomfortable and knowing that I have to challenge myself in order to better myself.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. So I think that that's like the biggest lesson, and also what comes hand to hand with that, I think, is just like being okay with being alone, doing things on my own, just because a lot of times I think I waited for other people to do things with me so I could complete it. Like, I couldn't do things alone. Like, I'm like, I needed that friend. I needed that my significant other to do it with me. Other than that, like, I couldn't get it done. But, yeah, I've learned to be more independent and be okay with doing things alone and being uncomfortable with situations, but knowing it's for the better.
Amen, sister.
Amen.
No, but I've definitely talked about that before, like finding your independence, because I've been working on that a lot too this year. Yeah.
Going to
that is a big one too.
Concerts, solo
concerts, movies, theaters and movies are the same thing. Concerts, movies, shopping.
Yeah.
What I haven't done alone yet, and I don't know why that's like my biggest fear, is like going to eat alone. But I'm like, girl, if you could go dance your ass off by yourself at a concert, why not just go eat?
Yeah.
Eat some lunch. Eat a meal. Whatever. I'll get to that eventually. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely have grown on that too.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend Lizette, she's really good at that. She's like, I will take myself on dates because like that's the only time for myself. Like I you know, she prioritizes it, and it's like, it's really cool to me because I'm like, she's like, oh yeah, I went there. And I'm like, oh, who with? On my own, by myself. And I'm like,
damn, yeah.
Like, that's just like a whole different level of like, I think self-respect, self, I don't know, confidence. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just like a different level. And like, I'm like, you're fucking cool, you know?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next question. Yes. Unless anyone has anything to add.
I think we're good.
No.
All right, let's see. What was the highlight of your year?
Before I answer this question, we started the podcast this year, right?
Yeah.
The year has been long. Have you guys seen that like meme? It's not really a meme, but that thing that's like everybody's reposting where it's like, the January me would never believe where I'm at now.
Yeah.
I feel that's so fucking heavy this year.
Yeah.
Like, I would have never fucking imagined. But anyways,
yeah.
With that being said, what was the question again?
What was your highlight?
Highlight of the year. The podcast. Highlight, also low light, because this shit is fucking hard. And I just thought it was going to be so much more fun. No, it's fun. It's fun, but like, there's just a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, I like it because it's making me think and it's making my brain work. And I've been trying to work on that too. Use your brain a little more. Yeah. So yeah, highlight starting the podcast. Mm-hmm. And also because like I get to talk to you guys a lot more often and we get our little moments in between.
Yeah.
And I cherish think that. We need that.
Cherish that.
The other things I wrote down for highlight of the year is, which this just happened, but fucking becoming besties with Jesse. I think that that was supposed to happen when it did.
Jesse is who again?
Our escape rave bestie. Mm-hmm. We literally only kicked it with him at escape, but like, he's special and aww. I feel it. And I just, it's the end of the year and that's a highlight of my year. Like, I love him. Love him. And Cindy needs to meet him still.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to meet you. So we gotta make it happen.
I want to do like a weekend or like day rave thingy. I've always been wanting to do
it. We should do it.
That's it. The afters.
Afters is a different energy though. I don't know.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, day rave. Or afters. Day rave and then afters.
Okay.
Yeah. The other highlights that I wrote were your birthday Vegas trip because I think we had a great time there.
Oh, yeah.
Our Coachella trip. Mm-hmm. I was just going through my camera roll and I'm like, what were the best moments? Our Coachella trip, your birthday Vegas trip, which happened in the beginning of the year.
Damn, so much has happened this year.
We've done a lot.
I'm like, what? That was this year?
What I wrote cabin trip, but cabin trip did not happen this year. What did I mean that for something else?
I'm about to finish this.
You're I don't remember why I wrote cabin trip. Because we didn't have a cabin trip this year.
No, we didn't.
Interesting. I don't know why I wrote that. But yeah.
Peculiar.
Yeah. Coachella, podcast, and Jesse. And to be fair, Mark, too, he's been a blessing in my life, and I've had a great time meeting him and getting to know him, too.
Another Ray friend?
Another Ray bestie.
Ray bestie. Yeah. Okay.
We love that for you.
How about you, Sunday?
Well, Ovio, the podcast, mm-hmm. has been really cool because while I do think it's difficult, us all finding a time to get together, mm-hmm. and sometimes a little unfortunately, we get together in inconvenient times.
It's 1 a.m. right now.
Try to make it happen. And I came straight after work.
No, yeah.
But yeah, it's cool because I almost like, I want to say this is like a hobby of mine. You know,
yeah.
It gets me away from my day to day, my mundane, my freaking regular job. Mm-hmm. It gives me a little break from being a parent, which I love. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been fun, and I hope this takes off and we can make it our
full-time job.
Yeah, because
that'd be amazing.
That's the thing. Sometimes I feel like I come here and I'm like not fully there because I'm like
it's hard.
Tired.
It's
yeah. Oh yeah,
my whole ass life.
We're trying.
Like
we're trying. I swear.
No, yeah, we really are.
But, I feel like the other highlight is just watching my child grow.
Aww.
It's been insane to see how much she's changed from when she was born. Mm-hmm. I'll look at different photos of her like in my phone and I'm like, holy shit, she looks different, she's changed. And it's just insane. Parenting is a trip.
Yeah.
Is it difficult? Yes. It's very much tiring, but I feel like it's worth it. It very much is. And yeah, I don't want to talk too much about it because I'm already getting emotional.
Love it. But, no, yeah. It's so good.
Love it. And just in general, I like the stuff I've done this year, which is pretty cool because considering that I do have a child, I've been able to do a few things this year, like Coachella. Mm-hmm. We did Hard Summer. Mm-hmm. Like my whole birthday trip was pretty fun. My birthday picnic was really fun as well.
That was really fun.
Yeah
so...
Aww,
yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I feel like we all have done a lot this year.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Which is giving us great context.
One thing also, just the recent thing I went to this weekend on Saturday, mm-hmm. Empire of the Sun, was honestly life changing for me.
Ooh, love that.
Artists that I've loved for so long, and fun fucking fact. They are actually the reason why I became a raver.
No way.
I went to go see them for my very first Hard Summer. No way. They obviously weren't even like main stagers. They were there like around 2 or something at the day. But I specifically went to the rave because I wanted to see Empire of the Sun. And then I got hooked to the whole rave.
Sick.
So it's kind of interesting. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So
oh, that's a full circle story. Moment. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. Did I cry? Mm-hmm. Yes,
as you should.
See, that's the thing, like that's why I love fucking like concerts, certain ones, you know. I mean, I love going to concerts and festivals and all that shit, but like sometimes that shit will really just get you. Mm-hmm. That shit will hit you right here. I've mm-hmm. cried at concerts more than 5 times. And yeah, sometimes it is life-changing.
Yeah.
Loved it.
First number one podcast. I am honestly really, really, really grateful that I have you two that are willing to do this. First of all, you know, like I don't know, I've always thought this was always like a dream of mine, and the fact that you guys were so down and so like just there for me I'm so happy that we're doing this. Like, especially how much we've grown doing this. We are comfortable in front of a camera. What?
I know, like, who are we? Are we?
I also really love that we are in very different stages of our lives, and it's like, it's nice. I feel like this is like a perfect atmosphere for a podcast because you get all perspectives. You know, we're all different stages, and we could all, I feel like,
have some type of insight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I feel that too.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just really nice, especially just to get away from reality and just be there for each other and just step away from that. And I just enjoy, like, editing, enjoy doing all this little stuff, all these fun things. It is difficult, don't get me wrong. It is time-consuming, don't get me wrong. But I do enjoy it.
It's rewarding.
It is rewarding. And we appreciate you guys who do reach out to us and show love. We really do appreciate it because we're like, wait, people actually like us? People actually watch?
Yeah, like, because, like, every once in a while, somebody random will hit me up on Instagram or whatever and tell me that they watch, and I'm just like, you do?
But do you share the video?
Huh. Nah. Do you subscribe? Just subscribe, please.
Are you liking? Comment? Are you commenting?
Yes.
It's fine. One step at a time.
On all platforms.
I'm just kidding. Come on.
But I don't know. I am very proud of us, though, because we definitely have grown a lot. And obviously, our comfortability has grown a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, this shit is not easy. Once again, we are in three different points in our lives. Mm-hmm. We all have fucking jobs. We have life. She has a child. I have two jobs. She's going to school. Like, we have a lot going on. And we, you know, we're late sometimes. But we're still pushing through. And, like, I still very much enjoy doing it. So, that's a big one.
Very appreciative of you, too. Very grateful to have you guys in my lives. Mm-hmm. What else did I want to say? I had one other thing. What was the question?
Lesson. No.
No.
Highlight of the year. Oh, I think another highlight was just me graduating from ELAC.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because I did take a break. I really felt like I would never get here. I'm now at Cal State, so it feels really, really good. And I'm doing okay. I'm surviving, and I'm finishing up my first semester, and it feels good. And I'm doing it, and I'm learning a lot more. And it is a little more difficult than ELAC, which I anticipated, but I'm okay, and I'm gonna be okay.
You're gonna be okay.
I'll be okay. And I'm just really grateful that I got through that. And I'm also doing it with one of my besties, Lizette. I always mention her all the time, but, like, we're on the same path.
That's beautiful.
We took a break too. We took a break too. To have her alongside with me, and we had one class this semester, so it was honestly great. We studied together, and it really grateful for that. And also Heart Summer. I really enjoyed Heart Summer.
Heart Summer was so fun.
Yeah, that was a highlight too. Just being with both of you guys, it was fun.
I did a lot of festivals this year, and single one of them I had a great time.
Festivals, listening concerts.
Yeah, I did. I've done a lot. I've done a lot. For me, also going through a lot, I've done a lot, and I'm grateful for all of it. Mm-hmm. Next. Okay. Next up, we are drinking pineapple daiquiri. What does it say about that? It says, pineapple daiquiri style beverage, a zesty malt-based take on an island classic that combines the flavors of zesty lime and ripe, juicy pineapple. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who hasn't tried it yet. Because I'm behind, apparently.
You are.
Which I'm also drunk, though, so how'd that happen?
No, you were pre-gaming. Rosie was pre-gaming. Okay, so we're going to be moving on to favorite birthday memories. I'm going to have you guys go first so I could think mine.
I wrote stuff down for all of these questions, so I'm prepared.
Yay.
Okay, favorite birthday memories. I might be too drunk to talk about this.
Oh, God.
We're getting deep again. No,
oh, shit.
My favorite birthday memories are the fact that my dad was...
Sorry. Immediately. Oh. I was agreeing with this.
For some reason, it was a thing that my dad was just the most excited person ever on my birthday every year. I think he was more excited than me for my birthday every year. And that shit won't leave me because, obviously since he's been gone, my birthday ain't the same. It ain't the same because I don't got nobody waking me up in the morning singing to me. I don't got nobody. My dad used to sing to me every hour. Every hour, for some reason, he did this thing where he would just, because I was born at 9:30 p.m. or some shit like that. So at every, 30, at, 1:30, at 2:30, at 3:30, he made everybody sing to me. And at the time, I cringed. And I thought it was really embarrassing. But now I'm just like, he made that shit so special. So that's definitely I remember this one time in particular at his side of the family. There was a lot of us there and he fucking made them sing to me every hour. And every hour I was like, Dad, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But now I look back, I'm like, that was so sweet. That was so nice. So that's definitely highlight of my birthday memories. My other favorite birthday memories. Definitely when Baby Bree threw me a surprise disco party, which was last year.
Yes!
Did I think she was up to something? Yes. Did I get really fucking nervous and anxious? Yes.
You know what? I'm not a good liar. We could get into it. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. All right, so. I had a dream.
And so did Martin Luther King.
No, I for real I had a dream, and I was like, I literally had a dream of Rosie's perfect birthday, and I was like, disco party, and I was like, wait, this would be so perfect. And then at the time, your significant other texted me. He was like, hey, we should do something for Rosie. And then I was just like, no way. I had a dream. We need to do this. I told him the whole plan. He's like, all right, bet. I'll just pitch in when I can, for what I can. And I was like, all right. So I started party planning. And I got into it, yeah. And I had a whole vision. I've always dreamed of being a party planner, but I've never been. This was my moment, though.
Your fucking moment. You shine, baby.
I was like, this area here, this area is going to be an arch. This area is going to, I planned. I had a whole PowerPoint.
Ooh.
I will show you that PowerPoint. But I was so into it. But then, yeah, finding the hands to help was hard, though. But
And you had people that volunteered, but then
some people were just fucking flaked. But you know who fucking came through?
Some people showed up.
Who came through? Karina. I didn't even ask for her help because I thought I had enough people to help me. Mm-hmm. Karina came through.
Karina
came down.
Freaking helpful when it comes to getting shit together.
I was like, friend, I told you I didn't need help, I need help. She's like, girl, I just came out of work. You should have told me earlier. I'm like, I know, but I need help. My mama helped me a lot too. Mm-hmm. But we got that thing together. So I had
shit.
We got a bad one.
I'm just tell you that.
Okay, so I was planning Rosie's fucking surprise party, and I had came up with this whole idea where I was saying we're gonna go to this specific place. It's disco theme. You need to wear disco outfit. She's like, I'm not gonna buy anything new. I'm gonna find what I wear. I'm like, find what I have in my closet. I'm like, God damn it. I need you to go all out. So I was like, you know what? You should wear my really shiny pants that I wear for, what did I wear for? Oh, for Beyonce. And you're like, okay. I dressed her up.
Why was I so nonchalant about it at first? I don't remember why.
Well, because you were just like, I'm not going to buy anything. You're like, oh, but I'm like, you can borrow this. You know? I don't know. But I got through with that successfully. No suspicions. And then I'm like, invite whoever you want. Like, I tried not to make it so suspicious at all, you know?
How embarrassing would that have been, though, if I invited people to something that wasn't real?
But I knew everyone who you were going to invite.
But what if you didn't? What if I invited some random
That wouldn't work? Have happened, because I'm your best friend.
She invites all her coworkers.
No, I think you did invite a coworker, and I had to ask Marlin or Cindy, because I was like, what the fuck is this? You need to text them that's not real. Like, I had to do it. They're like, Rosie. I had to ask. No,
see, that's embarrassing.
No, but you had told me what names, and I was like, okay.
Okay, here's the thing. What she told me was she rented a room
for karaoke.
Mm-hmm. And I only do karaoke in front of people I'm comfortable with. So originally she's like, invite whoever you want. Like, it's a big room, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking invite anyone because I don't want no one to hear me do karaoke. And then Eddie was like asking if he can invite people. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't want to sing in front of them. So that kind of like threw me off, in the inviting thing, because I was like, let me just invite the very closest of friends, like Jasmine, like Cindy, like Tammy. I think I just kept it very, very, very small, because I was like, fuck that. I'm not going
to
sing.
I don't remember being invited to this karaoke. That never happened.
Well, maybe I didn't because, again, I'm very, very shy. And I was like, let me just invite people who already know I can't sing.
You were invited, friend.
Hey. Oh, okay. I can sing, so you didn't invite me. I get it.
Right.
No, you were invited. I remember.
No, because she has the voice of an angel, so I'm like, I don't want her to come.
I'm dead. Now you've been...
She's being truthful.
You're jealous?
I was jealous. So I was like, let me not invite her. No, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I invited you.
No, you did. Mm. I remember.
I don't know. But the point is, I didn't invite that many people because I was like, fuck that shit. And then, like, when it got closer to the date, I think I started asking a couple questions, and then I started getting a little rocky answers, and I was like,
he's fucking... Bad guy.
And then Eddie was like telling me he invited people, and I'm like, why would you invite them? I didn't invite them. Yeah. I'm not comfortable singing karaoke in front of them, and I want to be comfortable. And he's like, oh my god, are you serious? Who do you want to invite then? And I'm like, I already told you. I was already starting problems because, oh, did I say Eddie's name like 5 times?
Yeah.
It's fine, everyone knows who Eddie is at this point.
Okay.
We're not going to keep saying my ex.
Alright.
I remember he's like, well, then who do you want to invite? And I was like, I already invited the people I want to invite. Be not complicated.
The people that matter.
Be not complicated and shit. And then one day.
What?
I don't remember. One day, we invited fucking Carlos and Cindy over to our apartment.
What happened? Oh my god.
It was for the fight, right?
Yes, it was for the fight. I wasn't there.
We were supposed to watch
it. I think Carlos killed it, right?
No, Eddie did.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
I mean, semi killed it because I didn't fully know what was going on, but I started, starting getting suspicious.
What did he say again?
Okay.
Are you just coming to something on something?
No. So we invited them over to watch the fight. And then, but we didn't have cable or nothing, so he connected his phone to the HDMI to our TV.
Oh.
And he had this website that he was using to stream the fight illegally. Mm-hmm. But when the website closed, I can see his tabs on his fucking phone.
And it said...
And the tab said, Rosie's Surprise Disco Party.
Yeah, and it was
I hate him.
It was very evident. I like now clearly remember me and Carlos looked at each other and we were like,
and I said,
she knows.
I looked at it and I said, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to see that.
Oh my god. Okay, I remember. I was at my friend Lizette's birthday party at the time, and Eddie calls me. He's like, she knows. I fucked up, Bree. I fucked up. I'm like, what do you mean she knows? What do you mean? What did you do? He's like, she saw my phone.
He connected the phone to the TV. How did I not?
Slap. Sloppy.
Sloppy. Oh, man. I'm just kidding.
For you.
I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, that was bad. Like, we were there,
so
like.
At first, I saw it, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm not supposed to see that. Let me pretend I didn't. And then it came up again, and I was like, okay, it's obvious that I can see this, right? So I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to see that. And he's like, don't look, blah, 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 closes it. And then after that, I'm like.
I went in full panic mode. But I was drunk already, too. I'm like.
But did I know the details of the disco party? No. But I knew it was a surprise disco party for me. So, Eddie kept the lie of it being, like, a karaoke fucking thing at that place still. So, then I was like, we have to tell Bree that I know because. Or I don't know how the conversation went, but it was like after you guys left and we talked about it. And I was like, I think that she should know that I know something because I'm not a good actor. I know. Now I'm getting anxious as fuck and I'm a very anxious person. She needs to know I know something. So that's basically what happened. We FaceTimed Bree and I was like, Bree, I saw this tab. And I think Bree picked up right away.
Because Eddie called me before, and then you guys FaceTimed me, yeah. And I was like.
So Bree picked up right away that I knew something, but not everything. And that's what they went with. They were just like, okay. And then after, like, Eddie kept going on with the fucking karaoke thing.
Yeah. I'm like, just don't ask any questions, okay? All right.
He's like, I can't tell you. And I'm just like, okay. But then I was fucking pissed. Because I'm like, who the fuck did you invite to the karaoke thing? Because I already told you I don't want nobody to come. I'm anxious. I'm not going to have fun at my own birthday party.
Not going to have fun.
Hey, did everybody there tell you happy birthday? On your birthday?
No.
Hmm. Oh.
Probably not. No.
But they were invited. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
As me says...
Aww, she's so cute.
No, literally, I'll ask her in the morning, where's your bottle?
Mm. Oh my god.
She's adorable.
Smart. Wait, I love her.
Anyway, so yeah, the surprise was not fully ruined, but I knew something was up. And then on day of,
dude, I had this whole elaborate plan. I was like, I had made a poster that I was going to post all around her apartment area saying that, like, free freaking Christmas.
Can you imagine though if you did that and all these people showed up?
It was only gonna be where your view was, okay, for that one 10 minutes.
And then as soon as you walk past, yes, take it out.
Okay, just to clarify, the party in question was being planned at my apartment complex that I lived in at the mm-hmm. at the time. They were gonna do it in the community room. But she was trying to figure out how to get me to the community room because I still thought we were going to karaoke.
Yeah.
So she was going to post fake posters around my apartment complex.
Saying, like, oh, free goodie bags or goodie something. I forgot prizes. I forgot what I said. But I was literally working from, like, freaking 9 a.m. You went out that night. I was checking your location.
I went out?
To go shopping with Anna or something like that.
With her mom. Like, I went out. And that was before my going out era.
I need to enter that era.
All of us too. But I changed my location. I was so sneaky. I was like a sneaky little boyfriend. You know,
not
like
that
just,
sneaky
like,
though, because I'm like, Bree's like, I'm on my way to your apartment and I'm looking at her location. I'm getting ready and I have her location open. I'm like, she hasn't moved from her house.
Okay, wait. Let's back up.
Suspicious.
Let's back up. Okay, so I was literally in her apartment since, like, the morning time.
I think we went, like, shopping that day, too.
10 a.m., 9 a.m. And I was decorating until the time of the freaking party. Like, I was rushing. I was like... And it came to a point... Wait, it wasn't my fault. People were so freaking late. Like, there was no one to say surprise to you. That was the situation. I'm like,
why the fuck were you guys all late to my party?
All the people were so late, and I'm like, I literally texted Eddie. I was like, we need a stall because there's no one fucking here to tell Rosie like surprise.
Oh damn!
Like, they were an hour late at that point, 30 minutes late.
Can I do a little disclaimer?
Yeah.
I didn't go.
Yeah, she didn't go. She didn't go.
It's okay.
And I didn't go because I had a sick. Was she 5 months?
She was still a little baby.
Yeah,
and she's baby. Bro, it'd be fucking cold in that apartment.
Well, yeah.
You know, so like... Yeah.
No, you had let me know. So, you're like, totally it was understandable. Excused. Everyone else, I was like, bitches, get over here. She's questioning everything.
At that point, on that day, there was just so much, like, unknown that I would just, you know, I'm anxious. I'm an overthinker. I suffer from anxiety. And that shit was triggered as fuck. Because I'm like, I know something's up. Now you're acting funny.
No, but...
Now you're telling me to wear this instead of this. Now you're wearing that. Like, what the fuck? Like, there was just so many things going on that I was like, something is going on.
I don't think you were so suspicious because I was telling you that my parents were fighting. And you're like, you're good for you. Like, I'm like, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Rose. Like, I'm late, but my parents are fighting.
But then
she's like, I could pick you guys up. And I'm like, I could pick you up. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I'll be here soon.
Here's the thing. Like, I knew something was going on, right? And I was getting anxious about it. But I'm like, let me pretend like there's nothing going on right now. Let me just empty my brain from all these worries. And I tried doing that. So when Brie was telling me that her fucking parents were fighting, I'm just like, oh, that sucks. And I kept checking her location. She's like, I'm going to be on my way soon. Her location never updated. I'm like, dang, she's really going through it. I'm like, do you need a ride? Do you need this? And she was just
I felt so bad because I was fucking stalling because no one was fucking there. So I was waiting.
But the thing is, on my end, I'm over here talking to Eddie. He was being weird as fuck. And I was like, I don't know, man. Something's going on. I'm getting really, really nervous. And I don't do good. Listen, again, I suffer from anxiety. I overthink everything, and I was like, they're up to something. I'm starting to get really fucking panicked right now.
I'm cringing at myself right now.
No, you did amazing, sweetie. It's just me. I'm an overthinker. No. I'm a fucking overthinker, and I thought of every situation. I thought of it being held at my apartment complex, but I'm like, how would they pull that off, you know? I've been dude, up and down the apartment complex all day.
Dodging her. We were dodging because she was fucking taking the dogs for walks. She was fucking going up the stairs.
She's going down the corner.
No,
go the other
literally.
Way.
But I think Lizette and her boyfriend had bumped into you, but you didn't recognize them.
I did not.
They helped me set up, by the way. You're gonna meet them this weekend.
Tell me. You didn't
next
tell
weekend.
Me. Well, I've met Lizette.
I mean, but yeah, her boyfriend too. She's like, I don't think he recognized. She didn't recognize me or something like that.
No, yeah. So that's why I was like, I knew something was up. It did cross my mind, like, imagine they do it here. But I'm like, no. No, that would be really hard for them to do. But then, like, the later the time went, and then I saw her location not moving. She's like, I'm on my way. And I'm checking her location. I'm like, she's not on her way. But then she's like, I'm outside. Come meet me outside. And then I check her location. It still says she was home.
No, I ringed your thing. I was so dramatic. I literally was already in the building. I literally left the building.
She went out the building.
I ringed the doorbell. Her doorbell.
And I'm still looking at her location. I'm like, that's funny because it says she's home still. So, no. I'm sorry. I'm a surprise ruiner. But I didn't fully know what was going on until... Brianna showed up to my apartment. And
I had a plan, but it all went down the drain. Because, look, okay, I was literally setting up all freaking day. I had no, I literally told myself, this is the plan. When I looked at you in the eyes, it went out the door. And I was like,
Brianna got so, so nervous.
I did.
But, to be fair, I was nervous. And I think I gave her my energy.
Yeah, she did. She was questioning so much. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
I was.
She's like, why? Why this?
Yeah.
Why?
I told her, I'm like, I'm feeling very anxious right now. I'm feeling very nervous. What the fuck are you guys up to? And she was like, what do you mean? There's nothing. There's nothing going on. Let's go. We're
ready. I'm like, calm your expectations because I think you have them like up here. Yeah. Like, calm them down.
She's like, yeah, don't get your expectations too high. Now you're making me nervous. I'm like, I don't have any expectations, but you guys are making me fucking nervous. And, we had a lot of back and forth in the apartment, and then she was like, okay, all right, I'm gonna tell you, we got you a party bus. Let's go down to the party bus so we can go to the karaoke place. And I was like...
I started spiraling, bro. Like, but my lies were, like, everywhere.
She was all over the place. My lies and that's when I was like, Now I'm even more nervous because she's fucking all over the place. She's making no sense right now. She's like, on the way up, I saw Rachel. She said to stop by the community room. And I was like, uh-uh.
Rachel's like her landlord.
Oh, yeah. She was my landlord at the time. And she's like, I saw Rachel. They're giving free gifts. They're having a holiday thing in the fucking community room. And I was like, uh-uh. No, ma'am, we're not going there.
You have to always trust a bitch named Rachel.
Fucking wearing disco ass pants.
I was like, I'm not going up there looking like this. You think Eddie's gonna want to go up there looking like that?
Eddie was in a disco outfit. He's like, yeah, let's go, let's check it out. I'm like, no, absolutely not. I'm not going.
I was like, they got free speakers.
She's like, they're giving away so many good prizes, isn't that? I'm like, I don't want to go there.
I'm like, fuck you, Rosie, let's go.
Not Rosie being the most difficult.
Dude,
no, fuck that shit.
I was anxious as fuck at that point.
I was like, I don't want to go. And I'm like, I gotta go.
So then I started
thinking. I'm like, just go. Don't ask any questions, just go.
So then I was like, okay, I'm getting surprised in the community room right now.
But
I was still like, no expectations. Let me just fucking follow these guys. I'm gonna make them go in front of me. Because I'm nervous. I don't do good with surprises, guys. I really don't.
I love surprises.
I'm too anxious. I'm an overthinker.
She asked so many questions. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Because I get so, I'm so nervous.
I can't lie.
At my bridal shower, let's talk about my bridal shower real quick. Mm-hmm. My sister, girl. I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. But at the time, my sister.
Sorry.
It's fine. My sister was like, kept talking this talk about how she's gonna get strippers for me because I was getting married, and I was like, absolutely not, do not get me strippers. I'm too anxious for that. I want nothing to do with strippers. I don't even like the idea of strippers. Do not get them for me. And she was like, we're getting strippers. And I was like, no, if you're getting strippers, it's for you, it's not for me. And I was getting pissed. And then the bridal shower comes.
I was a child at the time, just taking pictures.
The bridal shower comes. And no. I was like, if there's fucking strippers here, I am going to be so pissed. I'm going to leave. And my sister's like, oh my God, relax. So the bridal shower is happening. And then at one point in the night, they're like,
blindfold.
Come with me. They blindfold my ass. And I'm like, don't fucking do this to me. I'm too anxious. And I have a full panic attack while they're, like, having the time of their lives, blindfolding me in front of everybody, pretending I have strippers when it was my sister.
With an apron with a dick on it. She's like,
fucking plot twist.
But I was still, it's the same shit to me because it was just so embarrassing for me.
Stop it.
I don't like being the center
of
attention.
Is there a video of this?
Yeah.
I have it. I'll send it to you.
We could put it on the...
I'll post it!
Mango!
No, she literally...
I quickly realized it was her once I felt her thighs and shit, but like...
Wait!
So you were feeling up!
She was rubbing on me, bitch.
She said once I felt her thighs.
Once I felt her thighs.
Once the thigh rubbed up on me, I'm like, that ain't no man thigh. That's my sister's thigh.
I'm fucking dead. But she was trying to put that work in.
But this
was my introduction to, like, the family. Like, she was just like, oh, just take pictures for Rosie. Like, I wasn't even close to Rosie at the time. I was so shy.
I was so shy.
I was like... every time she pulled on a thong, she was like, I was like,
yeah, that too. Like, you guys, I'm so fucking shy.
Thonga.
Yeah, she's like, a white thong. Oh,
I'm
a
so fucking shy that I can't handle. Literally, everyone got me all this nasty ass shit.
Did she use any of that?
Probably not.
Yes.
The way you were like, yes.
I'm shy, but I'm like, damn, I had a man. I'm just kidding.
We're gonna reset this.
I'm shy in front of everybody, but not like one person.
Bo, did we finish that story? At that point, I didn't know what to do, but just be like,
I just go in. And I was like, I'm gonna look fucking dumb as hell. I'm walking in there with disco pants. But once we got there, it was kind of quiet around, and I'm like, okay, all right, they're about to surprise me. Let me just fucking accept my fate. So I think I did walk in And they did surprise me. And I actually, even though I put all that together, I was still thoroughly surprised because Brianna transformed the fuck out of that community room. Mm-hmm. It was a disco party. Like, oh, no questions asked. She went in and everyone who helped her went in. And I was still thoroughly surprised. Even though, like, I knew, like, what was going on at that point. I didn't expect that. So, that was cool. We had a great time.
We did have a great time. It was
so fun. I felt so bad for Brie because I don't think she had fun. I think she worked. No, I did. I think she worked the whole entire time.
But I knew I needed to be like, okay. We were on a time limit. At this time, you know, like, I was responsible, but I was having time. I was a hostess.
She was in work mode for sure, and I felt bad about that. But other than that, yes, it was a great time. One more thing. One of my other favorite memories is my death to my 20s birthday party that I had, which was the year before that. I had been planning that in my head for a good four or five years. I saw somebody do it on YouTube a while back, and I was like, I'm holding on to that idea because I think it's great. Death to your 20s. And when it came down to me about to turn 30, I'm like, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. The idea's been in my head. I could have done more, but like, I had a few ideas in my head that I'm like, we're running with this. So I decorated it all in like deep red and blacks, and like, it was very sad and mourny. And I got like tombstone cake that said, rest in peace to our 20s. I did it with my ex at the time. We both turned 30 at the same time. I told everyone to dress in black or to dress like you're going to a funeral, and everybody showed out, and that was cool. What else?
Veils.
I was like, wear the veils. Be dramatic, yeah, please. Dramatic. I love a themed party.
Yeah.
And yeah, a good amount of people did do that, and I love that. I, however, did not dress in all black because I'm like, if I'm dead, when you die, you put your best outfit on. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did.
Oh, yeah.
I dressed my best while everyone was in black. So that was cool, too. I went to downtown LA and I got a real fucking flower wreath that you order and send to real funerals. I got one of those.
She got the dress from my job at the time.
I did. I think we paid $4 for it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a warehouse sale.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous.
We're like, this is perfect for him. It was like a deep burgundy red dress with a high slit. Very cute. Very sexy.
It was sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And very I was like, let's think about what people do at funerals. What do we eat? Pan dulce. Like, mm-hmm. I was just like, I really wanted it to feel like a funeral, but also a party. And then I think we did it. I think we did it.
No, yeah.
And I had a good time. It rained like a motherfucker that day, which also is like kind of funny because it's
for
like
the theme. Yeah.
If it's the theme, but also it was kind of scary to be driving on the way over there. I was scared as fuck.
Was this 2022?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was scared as fuck because it was like a rainstorm. For that reason, a lot of people didn't show up, but I just feel like it was perfect.
Yeah.
My creative juices were flowing for that party for sure. There was like a lot of ideas that I think I executed. And yeah, it was great. So those are my favorite memories.
Yay!
Period, sis. I'm turning 32 this year and I don't have any plans, but it's fine. It's fine. We'll be fine.
I feel like your month is already filled.
Yeah,
filled up.
I got other things to do brim. This month anyway, so we're good. Yeah. Cindy?
Here.
I don't know. I feel like my mom's not like as, how do I say it? She's not as expressive, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the point is, like, at least, like, I know every year I'm getting a little cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I will shit you not, I look forward to my fucking wish. Mm-hmm. Does it come true? Not necessarily all the time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that blowing your candle out on your birthday is important. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird because, like,
no, yeah.
At least, like, all considering, like, my family has a lot going on. Like, we're not very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they will always have a birthday cake ready on my birthday. And mm-hmm. I think that's, like, super sweet. Even to this day. Yeah. I'm not even at the house anymore. And they still have that for me.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so cute because, like, whenever my mom says happy birthday to me, it's so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just so cute about it. But I don't know if I have a, like, specific, like, events.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's just a lot.
Yeah.
But it's just that the having the birthday cake there ready is what, like, matters to me. I don't know why.
No, yeah.
Tradition.
Why. Yeah.
I kind of feel the same way. But, my wish for the longest was always, like, the same thing. I'm gonna get a little deep. It was always for my dad to get released from jail and always just to be with us. So that was, like, my wish every birthday until he actually came out. So I feel that, like, that wish was, like, just so powerful for me. I'm like, I need to make this wish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I can't tell anyone because, you know,
it's not going to come true.
It's not going to come true. No, yeah.
Yeah, I to this day still have the same wish. I've mm-hmm. just added people to it.
Yeah.
If you've mm-hmm. caught on to it, right? Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like the birthday wish is special. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about it, but it's like, this is my time. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I do this right.
mm-hmm.
Did you do it right for that one?
I didn't. I was just pretending to make a wish on that one because I didn't have
time. It's not her real birthday, whatever.
And it's you know, we're in November still, bro. Like, I didn't feel like it was really my birthday.
No, yeah.
It's so weird because, like, I feel like every year, and it probably the last, like, 2-3, it hasn't been the same because I don't live with my mom anymore. But, like, whenever she goes to say happy birthday initially, she's, like, you can tell she's always so emotional where she's going to cry, but she doesn't cry because she's a bad bitch.
See, that's what I mean, though. Like, that's what you remember, right? Like, your mom, you know your mom feels like your birthday is special, and that's what I thought about my dad.
For sure.
My dad made it very obvious that, like, he was excited for my birthday.
Yeah.
And it is, like, it is ironic. I don't want to get too deep, but, like, it is ironic that his death date is my birthday, and I don't take it in a bad way. I don't know, like, I just can't, there's no way I can picture that to be a bad thing, because my dad loved my birthday so much, and I, like, in the back of my head, I know he was probably trying to hold on till after, but it is what it is. That's life, you know, and I'm not, like, it is sad, obviously, but I'm not terribly, like, my birthday's ruined forever. I don't feel that way at all. I don't think my dad would ever want me to feel that way. And also, there's something, like, maybe it sounds a little weird, but, like, there's something about the fact that he stopped suffering on my birthday that just really, like, gives me comfort. 'Cause the man was not doing great. He was... I was watching him suffer every day, and the fact that, like, he no longer had to suffer after my birthday, it's very comforting to me. I don't take it, like, I will never ever see it as a bad thing that my dad's death date is my birthday. I go, now I'm like, it's my birthday, I need to go visit my dad because it's also his anniversary, and we still have the bond. Yeah. It's fine.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I can definitely look at that and feel sad about it forever, but I don't. I obviously I'm sad that my dad's gone, but I just feel like I just find it ironic too, because he's a funny guy, and, like, of course, not only did he die, quote unquote, and I say this because I did watch him take his last breath on the 23rd, which is why I say his death date was the 23rd, but it was like 11 p.m. 23rd, and he got pronounced on the 24th, because you have to wait till someone comes in and do all that. Mm-hmm. So technically speaking, you know, if it's according to records, he died on my birthday, but what? I watched him take his last breath on the 23rd, so there's that.
Yeah.
But I just also find it ironic too, because not only did he take my birthday as his death date, we had his services on my sister's birthday, which was January 6th. So I'm like, he got us both, bitch.
Yeah.
He got us both.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's all about perspective because, again, we can take that for the rest of our lives and fucking be sad about it. Or we can just laugh about it. Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, I heavily see it as he stopped suffering on my birthday. And I feel good about that. Yeah, period, sis.
He's a little grouchy. Birthday memories. I don't know why. I don't know how old
you're right.
Yeah, that one's
sorry,
like
the worst one.
Not that I know what ass tastes like. I want to be clear. let me clarify.
Never ate it before.
Never had that before.
I'm sorry. I'm so dead. Okay. I haven't tried this one.
Regroup. Okay, so since we're trying a new drink and she already drank hers, let me just read about it, this one. Okay. Strawberry margarita style, a berry twist on America's favorite cocktail, fuses the flavors
come
of... What do you want? It fuses the flavors of zesty lime and sweet strawberry. Okay, carry on. Hey, stop.
Oh.
This is the worst flavor, I'm going to say.
All right, best birthday memories. I don't know. I feel like I combined a lot of memories together when I was younger. I would always have like the same like scenario. It was my birthday cake was always the Oreo birthday cake. I would always have like little friends over from school, from elementary school. And it was my mom, my grandma, majority of the time. And we would just spend time together. And it was just always just so fun. And I enjoyed it. But as I got older, I forgot how old I was. I think I was maybe 14, maybe 14 years old. I had this like movie night birthday party, and it was honestly so, so much fun. Like I had like popcorn, hot dogs, like every movie theater like option you could think of. I had it laid out like all pretty, all cutesy, and we had outdoor movie night with the projector, a screen and everything, and even like a backdrop for photos and everything, and it was so much fun. That was honestly really fun because I brought a lot of friends together. I think honestly it's kind of scary bringing friend groups together. I think I get a lot of anxiety like bringing different friend groups together. Just because I'm like, hopefully they like each other, hopefully, you know, they get along. But when it is a successful time, I'm like, yay, like it worked out, you know. That was one of those moments. Yeah, and also like my I think it was my 23rd birthday, we had like a little brunch situation, and honestly at that time I think I was so scared that to invite people because I was scared that they were not gonna show up. I have this like terrible trauma of like trying to invite people and then them not showing up and then me getting emotional, so I don't invite anybody. And that was kind of like the scenario for my 23rd birthday. So I invited like barely anybody, but then at the end I was like, maybe I should have invited more people. But I don't know, that's a problem that I have.
That was me for my 30th birthday, but
yeah,
not because it's because I have like a fight with my mom all the time because she wants to invite, and I'm like, no, I'm gonna invite who I want to invite.
Yeah,
so I'm like, don't invite any of your friends. I'm only inviting mine, and I invited a little bit of people. Yeah. And then after, I'm like, I probably could invite more people.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's fine.
Yeah, but no, but I still enjoyed my birthday. It was just honestly me, Rosie.
That birthday was
like,
so
beautiful. It was intimate and it was fun, but it was chaotic at the same time. Like, Honestly,
same situation though. What a coincidence! It was fucking raining
it was, the whole day. Yeah, raining.
Same shit.
So much. I'm trying to have like a spring cutesy like a birthday, a but it's like
wedding. A spring wedding.
A spring birthday.
In January.
Yeah. Showers.
Yeah, literally, it was pouring rain.
Not like my birthday pouring rain though.
No, yeah.
I was like, we might die on the way over there.
No, yeah. Yeah, but Rosie was up there fucking trying to put a tarp up while it was pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The people who want to will show up for you. And that's why your circle gets closer.
Mm-hmm. But also, I also be scared to invite people at all because I'm scared that they won't show up. And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't. I just should try to invite certain people. And then they don't show up. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, it's just us.
Well, it's just us now. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. No, yeah. I get that.
Yeah, but
I feel like the most important people did were there.
No, yeah.
And that's what matters.
Yeah, I did have fun at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just, I don't know. I be enjoying my birthdays with the most important people, yeah? Yeah. Damn, I could go deep into this, but I'm not. I'm going to stop right there.
Let me just add that my birthday has always been on Christmas Eve, so I have gotten used to the fact that we're not going to do something on my birthday. We're going to celebrate. Because I don't know about you guys, but in my family, we celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve.
That's the most Hispanic.
So, like...
That's funny, because for me, it was Christmas Day always. Well, but also, it was just literally me, my mom, and grandma. So, they're like, girl, go to sleep in the morning... Santa's gonna be here, you know? So that's how it was.
Yeah, no, not in my family. In my family, it was like Christmas Eve is the party. We're gonna stay up till midnight. We're gonna open gifts. And then we're gonna go to sleep. And on Christmas Day, we're not doing shit. So my whole life,
Christmas Day is the recalentada.
Yeah.
We'll have leftovers.
Yeah, so that has been, like, the thing my whole life. So I've gotten used to that. And I'm fine with it. I don't have, like, a problem with it. But... it does, like, I don't know, like, I just don't have very high expectations for my birthday. I'm like,
you share
we're gonna do this same thing every year. We're gonna get together, we're gonna eat, we're gonna celebrate Christmas Eve, we're gonna sing happy birthday to me at 9:30 or every hour if my dad is there. And yeah, that's that.
Do you guys have, birthday depression, or do you guys get... some type of an emotional during your birthday?
No. I don't know what it is, but like I don't. Yeah. Even now.
I don't know why, but I always feel like everything's gonna fail and everything's gonna go bad, so I'm like already like prepared to just be depressed.
Do I get birthday. Holiday depression? Yes. Seasonal depression, yes. Like I feel like and I'm gonna say this now because we are right before actual Thanksgiving. I feel like I binge drink between Thanksgiving to New Year's. Like, and I've been doing that for a few years where I'm just like drinking almost every day because it's like the holiday season. I think obviously I get some type of seasonal depression because I've noticed for a few years now I'm going to drink almost every day. from now until then. So we'll see how it goes this year. we celebrate our Thanksgiving early. So technically speaking, my binge should have started. And yes, I did drink on Sunday, but I didn't drink on Monday. Today's Tuesday. I'm drinking. Will I drink tomorrow? That's the question.
I feel like seasonal depression has always been a thing just because of the, you know, it gets darker earlier, whatever, but I don't know. I feel like it's been hitting me a lot more this year. I don't know what it is, especially I feel like earlier, but, I've been struggling to just like, be motivated, get out of bed. Like it's dark and I'm just like, I just want to cry and go to bed.
Weird for me. Cause I feel like as the years go by, you see, like, less and less Christmas, or at least for me, like, around, like, less people, like, decorate, even, like, my own mom, like, I get it, she's getting older, I don't live at home anymore, also, but, like, Like, we used to be, like, very, like, punctual on, like, putting the Christmas tree up, like, decorating. Like, I used to pride myself on that shit. Like, yeah. And, like, I think the last 2-3 years, I don't have, like, a Christmas tree to myself. And I think, like, that, I don't know what it is about, like, not having a Christmas tree that I feel like there is no holidays without the tree.
And a part of me is, like, I guess it's our turn to kind of take charge of that. But I'm like, I don't know. It does suck when, you know, our family, like, at least my mom, like, doesn't feel like celebrating that way. She's like, oh, like, forget the tree, forget this, forget that. I'm like, but, like, that's what makes it special, you know?
Yeah, because the only reason why my mom put it up last year is because I was like, you know, Esme's not gonna have a Christmas tree her first year, and then, like, this year it's like, I'm not gonna bug my mom anymore. But it's like, where I live, there's nowhere to put a tree up, so.
And I feel like kids definitely help create that, create that Christmas spirit, because, you know, it's for them, you know?
Yeah, maybe I think there's definitely, like, a point in your life where it switches from, like, this is for me to this is for the younger ones. And, I definitely, I feel that, because
I feel like it should always be for us. The fuck? It makes us feel good.
I thoroughly enjoy the holidays. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I thoroughly enjoy fucking the holidays. Christmas is my shit. Thanksgiving is my shit. But I feel that too. Like, every year it's harder and harder to, like, keep the spirit alive. My mom especially, since my dad died, and even before that, has been over it. She's been over it, and I, like, not just me, but my sister and Ruben and Ray and Bree, we, like, push it on her. But every year it's a little harder. I was just saying, like, we just put our tree up yesterday. We just put our tree up yesterday. Normally we have that shit up before Thanksgiving. And technically it's not Thanksgiving yet, but we had our Thanksgiving already. So I'm like, normally by now we already have had Christmas shit up. And every year it gets harder. And every year my mom's like, I'm not going to do it. And I'm like, no, we're doing it. We have to do it. For Thanksgiving, the last couple years, it's been, like, heavier on me because she doesn't want to do anything. So I'm like, okay, I'll take over this. I'll take over this. This year in particular, I took over. And, you know, I'm happy to do it, but also I'm like, damn, it is kind of sad because I'm like, I'm thinking about this year. And now I'm thinking about next year. I'm like, fuck. Like, if I took over this much this year, I can only imagine next year. Like, it's getting harder and harder on me now because I'm like, I would love to hold the tradition to keep going and going and going. But, like, I'm like, damn. Like, there's no, like, my mom is over it. My sister, like, likes the idea of it, but she herself has said, like, I wouldn't know what to do. I don't know how to make the stuffing. I don't know how to do this. And I'm just like, okay. I feel like a bit of a burden. But also, I felt very proud of myself because I'm like, I actually did it. I did it this year. I did the turkey. I did the stuffing. I did the mac and cheese. I did the cake that we made. What else? I made gravy. And this was my first year also being without my man, to be completely fair. He also, something happened to your...
Yeah, it stopped. The timer had stopped. Sorry.
Okay. So this is also my first year being without my man. For a while, the last couple of years, him and I would take over this holiday. But this year, I'm like, it's on me now. So I also filled his, like, empty holes, which I was proud about, but also it is kind of sad because I'm like, damn, if it wasn't for me, where would we be today? So yeah, there's that.
But you did it, friend.
I did it. I wish you were there.
I know.
We'll talk about that later. But yeah, I don't know. It was like, I feel like I grew up, and I proved to myself that I got this. If my mom next year, which, by the way, this year she didn't do anything, but, like, if next year she decides she doesn't want to do anything, I can handle it. And my sister too, like, She did a lot of cleaning. Props to her on the cleaning, because I don't like to clean. Mm-hmm. I did the cooking, she did the cleaning. And if she wants to keep doing that, that's fine with me, yeah. Because I feel like I've got it now. Mm-hmm. At least for Thanksgiving. Every other day, maybe not. But for the holiday, I think I've got it. My brothers helped where they can, and it worked. It worked. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Okay. I think we've done it. We done did it.
Done did it.
We need to review.
Doing these reviews.
Yeah, this is the reviews. All right.
The review is I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah. Same. Okay.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay, go for it.
Overall, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. I am pretty lit. I'm not going to lie. Packaging, it's all right. It's giving. It has a good color. Blockage? Is it called blockage or color?
Color blocking.
Color blocking, yeah.
Whatever this is, but it's cute. Flavors were there except for the strawberry margarita. That tasted like ass.
It's very artificial.
It just wasn't it. I like the pineapple one. That one was good. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Shit, I feel like we don't have a lot for the review parts later on.
It's okay. It's okay, because we had a lot to say for everything else.
We really did.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Overall rating for me. River, stop making out with her.
Like your mom.
Be respectful. Okay, my overall rating, I think for all, is probably like an 8.5 out of 10. When I first tried it, I didn't love it because it didn't have the seltzer flavor. But, like, I was able to sip on every flavor and not feel like it was too much. It's not too sweet. Yeah, strawberry margarita was my least favorite, but I've also adjusted to it now. So, it's whatever. It is probably the most artificial flavor in my opinion. But other than that, a decent amount of sweetness. I like the passion fruit one. I think that one was my favorite. What is it? Passion fruit hurricane or something like that? Yeah. That one was my favorite. It did throw me off when they were like, does not contain rum. Because it's like, okay, then why is it Captain Morgan? Mm-hmm. But other than that, packaging... Yeah, it's whatever. I don't know.
Family is like, well, packaging is like whatever.
The packaging is like yeah, whatever. Put that on the little post that we put. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they mean by sliced.
Sliced
fruits?
I guess so.
I don't know.
Like Fruit Ninja?
Yeah, that's literally what I think of.
Fruit Ninja. Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's it. That's about it. That's all I gotta say. Thank you.
My rating is about to be shocking. All right.
Uh oh.
I'm gonna give it a 6 out of 10.
Ooh.
Yeah. To be honest, in my opinion, this was a lot sweeter than I would like. I low key have a headache right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little sweeter for my liking. It there's no seltzer taste. Like
They're not seltzer.
It's very juicy, but also I don't know, it's just too sweet in my opinion. But my favorite, if I were to say, was the melon, I believe.
Melon.
No.
Nope, that's not a flavor.
Mango, sorry. My favorite was the mango. What was your favorite, Cindy?
I like the pineapple one.
Mm. Yeah, I said I like the passion fruit. Definitely not the strawberry margarita. Each have
flavored
mm-hmm.
that yeah. we like, except for the strawberry one.
The strawberry one's a little strong. Well, still
it's
tough.
It's the most artificial, in my opinion.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all.
I keep it juicy.
I eat the lunch. Okay, this is going to be the juicy song. I was like, why didn't I think of that for... I forgot what post, but this is gonna be that one.
Okay.
All right. Happy birthday, Rosie. Happy birthday, 32. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
She has nothing to cheer this because you finished her drink 5 hours cheers, ago.
5 hours
Bye.
Later.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful winter.
Mic drop. I want to be able to mic my drop.
Also, Merry Christmas because Christmas is coming up next.
I said mic my drop.
Mic my drop.
Mic drop, bitch. Like, comment, subscribe.
Oh, yes. Subscribe, please.
Right.
Someone else subscribe to us.
Please. Please. I'm just kidding.